Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
First Corinthians 8, take care with your liberty. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that there is no such thing as an idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, with whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him. However, not all men have this knowledge, but some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat food as if it were sacrificed to an idol. And their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God. We are neither the worse if we do not eat, nor the better if we do eat. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if someone sees you, who have knowledge, dining in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be strengthened to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge, he who is weak is ruined. The brother for those sake Christ died. And so by sinning against the brethren and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause my brother to stumble. Sometimes it's really fun to break down Paul's writings. I mean, Peter even said, Paul is such a genius. He outwrites all of us, and it's so confusing. Well, many times when you get to a scripture like this, because he's going back and forth, and it seems like he's just running around in circles, we just skip it and move on. But there are many things in here that are supporting the Torah, if you understand what it is that he's saying. So, first of all, we're not supposed to have any other God before God. That's it. No other gods before God. But he's saying here, there's really no such thing as those idols. Those are false idols. That doesn't mean that the idol itself, or that we don't have a problem with idolatry. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that we're praying, or people are praying to a God that really truly doesn't exist. There's only one God. Now, he's also referring to the fact that, except for that there are other gods, lowercase g, we do fall victim to the fallen angels and demons and idolizing things that aren't truly gods. In fact, if you go through and really read through, this is a serious, sensitive subject here, but if you truly go through and look, he calls us, believers, lowercase g, gods. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And that's us. But just because that is such a hot topic, we'll just move off of that and back onto the fact that no other entity is to be above God. But the point he's making here is not whether or not there truly are false gods, real gods, other gods. He's just saying, look, when someone believes that what they are doing, so their intent and their agenda in their heart, what they believe the truth to be, they're still responsible for, even though it isn't actually true. So if I believe that the grape juice that you're handing me is actually chicken blood, and I know that God's law says I'm not supposed to be drinking the blood of animals, because that is a pagan, satanic ritual. So if I know I'm not supposed to be, and you hand me something, and I believe it to be chicken blood, and I drink it thinking it's chicken blood, I just in my heart, even though I truly, physically did not drink chicken blood, I committed in my heart that I did. And I'm responsible for that. That's one confusing thing he says here. The other thing would be, if I see you drink from that cup, and even if I'm not going to drink from the cup, but I believe you are drinking, so you are giving the impression that even though it's grape juice, you are making me believe that it is chicken blood, you're responsible because you are causing me to stumble, making me either question whether or not I should be drinking chicken blood. Maybe I go out later, kill a chicken and drink its blood because I thought that's what you were doing, and I respect you and honor you and think I should be following in your footsteps. Or maybe I go home and I've now got this feeling of I can't look to you the same because you were doing something that even though you weren't really doing it, I believed you were doing it because you caused me to. You know, I worked with a coach once. I believe his heart was in the right place, but I believe that he kind of took some of these things to extremes in the way that he dealt with them. But he would not, and I fully agree with this, he would not, even if the only seat available in this restaurant was at the bar, he would not sit at the bar to eat a meal. Whether he was drinking an alcoholic beverage or not, it didn't matter. Because sitting at the bar would give any of his students or athletes that walked by and looked in and saw him, they would give them the impression that he was drinking. So he didn't even want to be in an environment that could lend to the idea that he was drinking, because it could cause those kids to stumble. And especially since we're talking high school kids are having struggles with that already. So I agree with that premise. I really do. The causing other people to stumble is a difficult subject. but it's causing other believers to stumble that make it to where I'm not going to go out and drink in public. I'm not going to go out and do things that other people may believe to be wrong. I'm not going to do that in front of them. But I also know that if God has called someone to a higher calling and they're called not to do something, I'm not going to question them on it either. So if someone's called not to eat pork, I'm not going to try to convince them that the Bible says you can. One, we need to dig deeper into the Bible. But two, people are called, the Bible says that people are called to higher expectations or higher calling. And I should not judge them on that. So, Father, thank you for the scripture and thank you for the kaleidoscope lens that we have to be able to piece together what Paul says sometimes. And Father, it's the Holy Spirit that really brings us understanding. And I'm so thankful for that because we don't want to miss one jot, one tittle of your word. We don't want to miss one bit that you called us to and hold us to a standard. We don't want to miss it. Or help us to not just live up to, but well beyond the standard that you have for us in our lives. So that as you pour your blessings over us and your truth and your knowledge and your wisdom and your love, that we could be mere vessels, that as we fill up, we overflow into other people, into their lives, so where they can get to know those same attributes of you through us. Thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.